Visiting today with Rich Nelson at Allendale, the latest WASD report for December has just come out. So give us all the exciting news.
You know, overall, kind of a maybe a little disappointing report here for the bull side here. On the corn side of things, of course, USDA did leave ending stocks unchanged, 1.702 billion bushels from last month. And that was more or less expected for the most part. Keep in mind, USDA did lower the Argentine corn crop just a small amount, about 1 million tons, due to the early dryness going on there. And as far as the soybean side, this is probably where the disappointment really hits in. USDA did lower stocks from 190 million bushels to now 175, but the drop in stocks came from an increase in domestic crush, not the hot button issue as far as exports. And as far as the export discussion, you know, we only need to sell 55% under normal from now through August to meet USDA's goal. So that's a really low goal. But the past 3 weeks, we've been running about 51% under last year. So in USDA's mindset, in the very short term, it's maybe a little too aggressive to start raising exports yet again here. As far as the foreign side, USDA did lower the Argentine soybean crop about 1 million ton as well. So no major changes to Brazil. No major changes to China on the soybean side. So it looks like in the trade's mindset, you know, we did see a small decline in soybeans. That was disappointing. We did see a small decline in wheat, which a lot of the trade kind of ignores here in the very short term. So it looks like we're just stuck waiting for the holiday markets, which could mean some light liquidation in the coming days.
Well, I know you mentioned that soybeans were down just a little bit. I had heard some people say that we may see a slight drop for corn and soybeans. Was that just kind of a slight drop?
And that's exactly right. And that's the question for us. You know, we closed down these markets as far as this session here today, roughly about one and a half lower here for corn, about three to four lower for soybeans. So it wasn't exactly a big winner for the bulls. It wasn't a big winner for bears, but we're still on the bear side, at least very close to some sharp support levels we got to watch very closely.
Well, box beef has kind of been all over the place lately, and hogs have also been over the place lately. Talk a little bit about those numbers.
Sure. As far as the box beef side, we've seen losses for about the past 6 days in a row. I want to say it's something like $20 per hundredweight in just the past few days. In fact, just recent days. So that's a pretty concerning issue here. End users, as of last 2 or 3 weeks, have been slowly backing away in terms of procurement for that extended period. So January, February, et cetera. So they're not that excited about the post New Year's Eve demand period. On the positive side, this is a very well-known issue here. Keep in mind, seasonals do actually suggest a good rebound from December 9 or December 10. So we'll see if that does pull out for the cattle side these next few weeks. Hog end of things here. Obviously, we have some slightly lower pork these past few days, a little mixed picture regarding the export side. This morning's export sales, 6,300 tons to China. You know, that was pretty much a moderate level. We're still not seeing any massive resurgence yet. So as it stands, this probably this downtrend we're currently in on the hog side probably also continue as we go into the next few weeks here.
Well, the domestic corn price was hitting records in China. Do you think that's going to continue?
You know, overall, it could. And that's a very big question here for us. On this end, the corn side, we've kind of cooled off a little bit on the Chinese prices in just the past couple of days. Soybeans, they have an equivalent price of like $22.85. So you can make arguments suggesting that they need to buy a lot of corn, a lot of beans. The bigger issue I'd like to discuss with the corn side for China, USDA left the production numbers unchanged at 260 million tons. They did raise the expected demand from a 282 to now 285.5. So there is still a story for corn for China in the coming months at least.
Now, I know the December report's a little bit less known for volatility. Why is that?
You know, the biggest issue is USDA does not give us the production changes on this report. They go all the way until November with monthly changes, and then they wait until the January annual production summary. So we get the lack of fireworks there. Also, some people might suggest USDA is a little resistant towards really moving, making changes for domestic usage until they get that quarterly grain stocks. In this case, that report, which counts corn or soybeans left over after 3 months of usage as of December 1st. So oftentimes they wait until the demand numbers domestically are implied from this type of report here on the January summary.
What are you looking forward to seeing in January for those numbers as we look ahead into it? It's going to be a new year, probably a new administration. What do you think the numbers are going to look like for 2021?
You know, on the positive side for corn, we can argue USDA is still too low on their feed residual numbers. 5.7 billion bushels. That's, I believe it's 170 million, million bushels off of last year. And feed residuals tied with corn supply, not livestock numbers. And this year we'd have over 600 million bushels of higher supply. Therefore, we do suggest that feed residual will be raised on the February report. Now, regarding the export picture, that's a good question. USDA could raise corn exports. As it stands right now, we might argue they might stay and wait on the soybean side to see what type of further sales we get these next few days.
Well, Rich, thank you so much. Have a Merry Christmas.
Happy to help. Thank you so much, and right back at you.